With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And one of the best lines I ever said in this podcast was, I told the dad, I go, listen, dude, because a lot of people are like, oh, you know, I get discouraged. I'm scared that my kid's going to get discouraged if he doesn't do good or if he fails. He doesn't want to be in the sport anymore. Well, let me tell you something, man. The first time you went to talk to a girl, like everybody, there's this one point you got rejected. You got your heart broken. Something bad happened. Did you stop? Did you get discouraged? Did your dad have to pull you aside and say, listen, dude, come on, man. You got to go out there. Got to keep trying. Find a girl. Find that person of your dreams. Find somebody to hang out with. Keep going. No.
What's your podcast?
The Coach HP Show.
I love it. Coach HP.
HP, I like it, what man. A vibe. You got a great vibe going on. We're happy we can meet
great
you.
Great energy.
3, 2, 1, boom, and we're back. What's up, everybody? It's your coach. Welcome back to the number one positivity slanging podcast show on the internet right now, the Coach HP Show. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for the love. Thank you for the support. Today is Monday, March 21st. Monday, March 21st. Let's get right into this. Empathy. How do you have empathy for your child? Listen, it's hard enough to have empathy for yourself, but empathy for your child. So, reason why I'm shooting it this way, for the YouTube people, I promised this family, I promised them that I wouldn't show their face. They weren't comfortable coming on camera, but it had an issue. So I said, and I'll continue to say this to anybody, listen, all FBI people's faces where they do the blurry thing, I'll alternate your voice so you sound like this. Whatever it takes for me to have people on to talk about issues they have with their kids and sports, especially baseball, I will do. So that's why this video you're going to see, I think I'm gonna have empathy written for you guys to see this on YouTube. I'm going to have empathy written with a definition, and you're going to see that the whole time. But this is the intro for it. Awesome family from San Antonio, Texas. 11-year-old kid in the mix. Perfect game tournaments, traveling to tournaments, $500 tournaments, 2-3 tournaments a month, which is crazy. Traveling 3 hours to tournaments, which is crazy to me. All the things that parents get stuck at, all the things that nobody wants to talk about because everybody thinks this is the way. Like the Mandalorian, like they say when it's the most definitive way. This is the way. $500 for a tournament. This is the way. Three hours of travel. This is the way. That is not the way. I know plenty of people that have gone to Division I schools. Plenty of dudes that are in the big leagues that did not do a perfect game tournament every weekend. Like I said at the end, you take two baseball players at the same age, at 11. Talking about 11 years old. I'm talking about 15, 16. I'm talking about 11. You give them to me. I'll work on building his confidence, increasing his mindset, dealing with failure, getting that kid physically stronger, and I'll play local league. Give me the locust league geographically on the GPS. I'm going to go there. But I'm going to work on all the other stuff, making it fun. You let me do that. Your kid can go 3 hours on a tournament every weekend. You spend that money. You spend that time. You wait from your family, that effort, that whole thing, that stress, that, oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing all these things. And where is it going to produce back? Of course, it's super hard for an 11-year-old to give you an ROR, rate on return, ROI. I think it's ROI, rate on return. I think rate of return, whatever it is, to give you that. And you're not going to see it on an 11-year-old kid unless the kid's an absolute animal and he's a beast and he's perfect. So let's not put ourselves, parents, in a situation where we start hating the sport. We start, even worse, pushing the kid away from the sports because we're doing unnecessary things. We're going to do all that. Life is too short. Let's have fun. Once the kid's having fun, let's see if he's good or not. Oh, the kid's good. Then we start increasing certain things. Then we start increasing. Let's see where his failure tolerance is. Let's see where his adversity tolerance is. So many things before we go all in. I'd rather, like I've always said, I'd rather have my kid show me he wants to go all in before I go all in. So that way he's matching where our intensities are right there. Not always that parents are more than kids, because then it's a push thing and then you're not going to be happy. And one of the best lines I ever said in this podcast was, I told the dad, I go, listen, dude, because a lot of people are like, oh, you know, I get discouraged. I'm scared that my kid's going to get discouraged if he doesn't do good or if he fails. He doesn't want to be in the sport anymore. Well, let me tell you something, man. The first time you went to talk to a girl, like everybody, there's this one point you got rejected. You got your heart broken. Something bad happened. Did you stop? Did you get discouraged? Did your dad have to pull you aside and say, listen, dude, come on, man. You got to go out there. Got to keep trying. Find a girl. Find that person of your dreams. Find somebody to hang out with. Keep going. No. Instinctually, we got it that we kept attacking. We kept going hard. I want you guys to do the same. Exactly the same. This is instinctual. You can't hack this. It's instinctual. You're either a baller or you're not. But the one thing we can't do is we can't hack it. You didn't hire a love coach to get you somebody. You just keep going and you get better. Your rap gets better. Your game gets better. Your vibe gets better. Your look gets better. Your arsenal gets better. You start becoming more attractive to women in certain needs that they have, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I would love to see in baseball. So before I go becoming the love doctor here now, today's episode of the Coach HP Show, we're going to talk about empathy and how you have empathy for your kid with a call with a family from San Antonio, Texas. Let's go. Gloria, and his name is?
Isaac.
Isaac. Okay. Listen, this isn't ESPN, bro. Okay. It's not ABC. It's not anything. It's just you guys ask me the question. I'll answer it. And you guys face the one and I'll blurt out. Don't worry about it. But this is so important because this is what's hurting 95% of baseball players are suffering this discussion we're talking about. Okay. So this to me is super important. Plus, I have very good friends in San Antonio. And I go there. I was there middle of last year speaking in San Antonio.
Wow. I can't believe I missed you.
Yeah. It was a... I'll get the name of the organization now, but my good friend has a great program out there. I have the shirt here. I'll text it to you what they're called, but they're phenomenal. Talk to me. Talk to me my gift is I'm the biggest failure in the history of Miami baseball. Nobody wanted me to succeed more than my dad. My dad prepared me for everything in life except to deal with him. So when I failed in baseball, he beat the shit out of me, plain and simple, right? And it sucks because as I look now as a 43-year-old adult, what I remember is those parts. What ruined the relationship is those parts. And this was a guy that lived his whole life for this part of his life. Coincidentally, my sister doesn't talk to him. He doesn't know his grandkids on their part. He doesn't know my grandkids, okay? Baseball we're talking about here. Baseball. Okay, give me your situation. Go for it.
So my son's 11 years our son is 11 years old. He's been playing select baseball since he was six. I want to say he started holding a baseball in his hand since he was like 10 months. We come from a baseball family, so baseball is just kind of like in the bloodline, right? Like it's just something our family's good at doing. I have a sister who plays D2 baseball at East Central University.
Okay.
And then a brother who plays for Pratt. So with Elijah, my son, our son, we kind of, I kind of just don't want to make those mistakes that I see now that are being more evident that he's getting older, where now he's like, Mom, just kind of calm down. I know what I did wrong. And my thing is that, okay, but I take you to lesson Monday for hitting. I take you to practice Tuesday from 6 to 8. And then I take you to catching lesson Wednesday. Thursday, you have practice. Then Friday is our only free day. And I feel like, I guess my main thing with you was because I heard one of your podcasts that talked about empathy. And I was like, well, maybe I'm not having enough empathy. And I'm thinking about, oh, I'm doing all of this for you. And you're, yes, you're successful sometimes, but you're not successful all the time. And I think I expect him to be successful all the time at 11.
I love that you bring that up. Okay. Who's your favorite? What's your team? What do you guys like? Astros or Rangers? What's your team?
I grew up a Braves fan.
Okay. So here's a good story for you guys. Okay. Isaac, how tall are you?
6'2".
6'2", right? So we're the same height, which is a good sign. Okay. Your son's a lefty or a righty?
Righty.
Okay. Are you, did you watch the World Series this year for the Braves?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I get goosebumps. Here's who you called right now. I'm 43 years old. So I was 27 years old. I'm in Montclair Prep. Okay. Montclair is in Los Angeles, California. I'm working with a kid. At the time, the kid was 6'1". In hitting, not in pitching, okay? This kid had already had a Sandy Koufax-like curveball. One of the best pitchers in the country was committed to UCLA. At the time, UCLA had Garrett Cole, number one, Trevor Bauer, number two. UCLA was the mecca of college baseball. This kid's dad would always tell me, Coach, do you know how many times you got to repeat stuff to kids? And I love you do this already. You know how many times you got to repeat stuff to kids? I go, no. He goes, just one more time. So whatever it is, just one more time. Whatever it is, just one more time. And it was like that, one more time. I was like, that's interesting. So this kid comes and gets drafted by the San Diego Padres, 7th overall. The kid gets traded for Mack Kemp. He gets drafted probably in 2000. Let's say 2014, 15, something like that, okay? This kid comes, gets traded to the Braves for Mack Kemp, okay? Wow. For Mack Kemp. He's in the Braves organization. About 4 years ago, it was a big hurricane here in Miami, and they moved the Marlins to play the Braves in Atlanta. This guy's pitching to Stanton, and Stanton hit a bomb that still hasn't landed yet, okay? That kid is now 6'3". Throwing 98 miles per hour, and is a World Series champ. When that kid signs a contract again, he's going to get easily $200 million, easily. That kid's name is Max Fried.
Wow.
So what's happening here, Gloria, is how much, just out of curiosity, how much do you charge for a hitting? How much does your instructor charge for a hitting lesson?
$45.
For an hour?
For 30 minutes.
30 minutes, right? So that'd be $90 for an hour, right? So here's the fun news. So with kids, me for an hour is $250, right? Listen to this. And at the time, I didn't have a successful show. I didn't have all these stuff. I didn't have Rawlings things. I didn't have anything, right? My livelihood was that, me making money, teaching kids. When a parent would tell me exactly what you tell me, but Coach, I do hitting lessons and this is costing me a lot of money. You know what's the first thing I would tell them? Eliminate me, because baseball and hitting is the hardest thing to do on this planet, because no pitcher throws the ball exactly the same. It's almost as hard as finding the love of your life. Now, did you guys date when you were 3-4 years old? No, I'm sure it took some time, right? And I'm sure you forgave each other and you didn't quit on each other and you're like, you know what, let's work through this. So why are we gonna put pressure on a poor 11-year-old kid that has no idea what it's like to earn $45 an hour? He has no idea the sacrifices you guys are making to taking him to these tournaments.
He has no idea whether you guys are happy, not happy, in a mood, not in the mood, whatever it is. So empathy is what leads to, buddy, effort and attitude. Did you try hard? Did you run to first base? Were you a good teammate? That's all that matters, bro. That's all I care about. Why? Because I've been fortunate enough to interview the best players in the country. An example, my last guest on my show is a kid by the name of Dylan Lesko. Dylan's probably going to be, he's the number one ranked pitcher in the country, senior in high school, committed to Vanderbilt. The kid's going to sign. Throws a top out at 100 miles per hour, 6'2", consistent in 97, 95. Hey, bro, was your dad your coach? No. My dad was there for me. Took me to practices, right? So my analogy is, let's say kids are sharks, right? And for a shark to eat, a shark has to be what? In the water. So my job as a coach is to tell the parents, let's keep them as close to the water as possible. So that when he gets that instinct of that he matures, let's see if the talent equals the maturity and the work ethic is there. And then the kid himself, right, is going to figure it out. Because you guys, when you guys started dating, I'm sure your parents were like, hey, go call Isaac. Why isn't Isaac calling you? Come on, go, right? And Isaac, your dad wasn't like, bro, hit up Gloria, bro. What are you doing, dude? Right? So why are we forcing things? Because again, we don't need, what's your son's name?
Elijah.
We don't need Elijah to be the best baseball player ever. We need him to be a cool dude. Coincidentally, the best player, the best ranked player in the country who I interviewed at Petco Park, Elijah Green, 6'3", guy looks like a linebacker. His dad played in the NFL, okay? Runs a 6'60", which is insane. 400-foot shots. The kid's going to probably be the number one overall pick. Nicest guy in the world. None of these top players have worries.
Right.
They don't. They get after it. None of their parents is like, oh, my God, we're doing lessons and we're doing tournaments. It's part of the culture. It's part of the culture. And you'll never understand that, Gloria, because you've never had an AB with a uniform on and an umpire in your life. Right. You don't know what that kind of pressure is like.
Right.
And, yes, you had relatives that played Division III, Division II, whatever, but they didn't play Major League Baseball. And right. Let me tell you something. I've been around the best of the best. I interviewed. One of my best interviews is Nolan Arenado's dad.
Right.
Who is still in baseball, has a travel ball team in California called the Arenado Baseball Academy. And it's completely the different. Baseball parents that have successful kids in baseball do not stress slumps. They don't stress that the kid's losing, that the kid's losing interest in it. Buddy, you're not a baseball player. And it's okay.
Right.
Now, if that means you don't take them to less, because the problem is now you don't have a life. Because you feel you're overvalued, your schedule into this kid's baseball. That's a lot of responsibility for that kid. All right, take the bus, bro. Here you go, man. Take a bus pass. Go figure it out like we did as kids.
Right, yeah. Right.
So now that's not the generation we live in, because that's not the generation we live in now. It forces us to be empathetic. Babo, right. Did you try your best? Yeah, dad. Yeah, mom. Cool, dude. Now, we're not going to go to Chuck E. Cheese after and pretend it was a great day, right? But we're just going to go home. We're going to chill. We'll eat and we'll have fun, because life is about enjoying the moments. Because you know how many 23-year-olds I see playing catch with their dad? Rarely happens. So you guys have the luxury now to know where your son's at.
Mm-hmm.
And he still looks up to you guys. Don't let baseball mess that up because you get on him because the kid struck out, because the kid dropped the ball. Because the kid is a, listen, the fact that these kids sometimes even walk straight is a huge deal, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I feel like, I guess, because of the culture now, select baseball, right? There's so many expectations that we put on these kids when we're coming out here to a super NIT perfect game tournament. So it's like, yes, you prepare them for all this time. And when they get here, if they're not perfect, then dad and myself, we need to understand that that's okay, because he's a kid, right?
Absolutely. And don't put the family's happiness on your kid's game.
Right.
Put it on that you guys are together, that you're having a good time, that you're chilling and you're bonding. Forget about the result. Now, if you're that competitive, Gloria, that you feel passionate about it, go join a girl softball thing and go crazy. No,
not me. It's him.
If Isaac, hold on, Isaac. If you feel, bro, hold on. If you feel that, bro, you're going, join a men's league, slide, go crazy, whatever. But you got to understand, man, that us three here are the jockeys. These kids are the horses. We can be the best of all time. If the horse doesn't run, bro, we're not going anywhere.
Right.
And where I'm excellent at is I'm the guy that knows how to pump up the horse like you have no idea, man. I don't do it through fear. There's a saying in Spanish that goes, dogs that bark don't bite.
Right.
I set the tone. Okay. But then I'm super positive with anything the kid does in the game, anything, because I know how hard this is. And I have the benefit of seeing 5-year-olds become 11-year-olds, 11-year-olds become 18-year-olds, 18-year-olds become 23-year-olds, 30-year-olds. And the amount of frustrated baseball players that are in the streets of the United States is crazy, man. And then they become coaches, and then they take it out on you guys, parents. That's the problem.
My thing is, like I heard one of your podcasts, it's you can't teach effort or attitude. That's where I get mad at him about. Like I told him, I don't care, you can strike out, but your attitude,
your effort,
it's that's what me and mom get mad at.
So Isaac, so this is what you do. No, this is easy. So this week after this NIT thing, instead of doing any other practice, buddy, this whole week we're gonna practice effort and attitude. I'm gonna teach you effort. We don't talk fundamentals, we don't teach fundamentals anymore. So you guys are going to go to a field and go, Papa, I'm going to show you effort and attitude, big guy. Ready? This is what it looks like. You just struck out. Run and put your catcher's equipment on fast and go cheer the pitcher on. And you're going to do that for an hour. Practice that for an hour. If you do that a whole week, all of a sudden, but we don't teach people to be positive. We don't teach people to be vulnerable. We don't teach Latin dudes that have extra testosterone how to be emotional. So it's literally, we're just gangster, 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 die by an arrow sword, push the kid away. And then we're like, oh, Goño, what happened, buddy? I loved you. Where'd you go?
And then you, on one of your other podcasts, I've been listening to all of your podcasts.
Thank
you. Like you said certain things that hit close to heart. And that's why I wanted him to be here too. But you had mentioned something about, oh, if you don't do right, I'm going to cut your hair, blah, blah, like a reverse psychology thing. I'm like, I don't want to be that parent. I do not want to be that travel baseball parent. Yes, if you love the game, I will continue to support you and help you get to wherever it is that you go. If it's just high school, then it's just high school. Okay, fine. And if it's beyond that, then it's beyond that. But I don't want to use reverse psychology on him to
I said to do that?
No. I'm just saying, like, I know people who do that.
Just be cool. No, listen. The problem is not the kid. The problem is the leadership. Okay. Gloria and Isaac have to talk. Listen, family, after this trip, how much does this trip cost you guys?
Probably like
roughly about
$500.
$500-$600 a weekend.
A weekend, right? And you spend that how many times a month?
Three.
How many?
Three times.
Three. Add the stress of travel and coming back and coming back to. Do you think you have to do that for your kid to play baseball?
No.
Bro, you're in Texas. Are you crazy? You're in Texas, bro. You know what I'm saying? So whose fault is that?
Ours.
Of course, man. Listen, if I start dating a celebrity and she acts like a prima donna, it comes with the territory. You guys are stretching yourself out too thin, buddy. We're going to play one game. And if it's you don't like it, that's it. But the problem is parents think that you have to go to these super NIT and super this. Right. And so you don't have to do that. Now, do the big dogs do that? Absolutely. But they do that at 14, at 15. Nobody cares what you did when you were 11 years old.
You're right.
The Texas is the number one ranked college in the country. You're not going to go to Texas right now. Okay. and the guy's going to go, oh, my God, yeah. Your son's 11? Perfect. We're going to sign him now. It doesn't happen. They're not signing him that early.
Right.
It doesn't exist. What I care about, what I want you guys to do with your son is get him stronger mentally and physically, which people don't do that.
Right.
get him stronger, because what if this kid's 6'4" and throws 98 miles per hour? You don't know that. We don't know that yet because we're guessing, right? So let's not push him out of the sport. Let's make him stronger. Let's take care of his knees. Okay. Every trophy, do me a favor, every trophy that kid has in his little bullshit rings, burn them. Get rid of that.
Okay.
Celebrate smiles. Don't ever look at his statistics again.
Okay.
Till he gets to the age of 13, where he's a man, 18, where he's a man in baseball terms of high school and stuff. And then let's see who we got. If the kid happens to give you, like Isaac, exactly like you did, bro. At some point you figured out Gloria was marriage material.
I gotta deal with her dad, bro.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At some point you weren't like, hey, you weren't proposing every chick you dated. See what I'm talking about? So why are we doing that? At a let nature take its course. If after this month, what's your last name?
Ledesma.
The Ledesma family as a team says, we're not doing this anymore. This is crazy. We're not enjoying life. We have other kids, whatever. Let's not do this anymore. Mm-hmm. It'll be okay. He will play baseball. If he's supposed to play baseball. But right. What can happen is you guys are dedicating way too much time mm-hmm. for an 11-year-old kid mm-hmm. to have 4 or 5 practices during the week, travel. Mm-hmm. Where's this tournament this weekend?
Houston.
Houston, Texas.
How far is that?
From us, it's
3 hours.
Yeah, like 3 hours.
You know how crazy that is? right?
But that's the stigma of like, select baseball now, though. It's no, like,
but if you enter that world, but you don't have to do anything. What do you mean? You don't have to do anything.
You're right.
Drugs are popular. People are taking a lot of drugs. You guys on drugs? You know what I'm saying? See what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? And I mean like really bad drugs. You know what I'm saying? But see what I'm saying?
Right.
You guys take the lead. If here's the difference. If I take over your son, Elijah, right now, you grab Elijah and I keep Elijah and I don't play one select thing ever. But I come and I train that kid mentally, effort, and attitude. And I make him stronger. And I pump him up. And I play in the local league. That's all I do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to save the money. More importantly, I'm going to save the time. I'm going to pump this guy up. And we'll meet each other in 4 years. Who do you think is going to do better? Who do you think is going to attack that field more? You're going to burn your dude out, man. I'm burned. I'm tired from even listening to you guys. Bro, listen.
I never thought
about it that way. Like the way you're putting it, to where, like you're right. Like you said, he's 11. He's a kid. He should enjoy himself. Just like me, I work out of town Monday through Friday. I come home and I want to have fun.
Bro, you know what it is? Like literally, you understand. You got to prepare for these trips. You got to pack. You got to check in somewhere. Taking luggage in and out the car. What are we doing here? What are we doing? You know what I'm saying? And if this was the only way to do it, I'd be like, listen, guys, we got to suck it up. But it's not. It's not. You can take a summer off.
Right.
He'll live. I promise you. Put this kid in other sports. Because what happens is, you know what happens? This is why video games end up winning.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is the most less stressful thing in the world? Video games. Because this is what happens. Right now, what do you guys have? Xbox or PS5 or 4?
He has a Xbox One. He didn't want to.
Has a PS4 too, though. But go ahead.
Perfect. Right. Okay. Isaac, do you play?
No, sir.
You never play video games with him at all? Not one time.
I played baseball with him, and he got mad because I was winning, so I stopped.
Okay. So let's say right. So what happens is the gaming experience is so comfortable. You're indoors. You have a flat screen. It's chill. You know what I'm saying? There's no adversity there. So kids are like, I'd rather do that and try to get good grades than play a sport where my parents, the people that I care about the most at the age of 11, treat me a certain way when I don't perform.
Right.
Because do you think, unless you think your son is taking the under, if he's betting the under against his team, and the under, glory is like, there's this, when you gamble, there's, let's say, a run score. If you think your son's betting against his team on purpose, then we have trauma. That kid doesn't want to fail.
No, he doesn't.
Nobody wants to fail.
Right.
You know how much work this kid's putting in? He don't want to fail. Right. What he wants to do is he wants to have fun and he wants to make you guys happy. If you right. see him swing and miss and do bad and he looks at your husband, mm-hmm. that's what he cares about. But we're forgetting that because we're comparing kids to an object that doesn't even exist. Let other people be crazy.
Right, right.
You don't need to do that. I've right. had the, I have the top five picks in this draft coming up. I was just at a place. Look at this roster of parents, okay? Mark McGuire's kid, Andrew Jones's kid, who's the number one player in the country now, Carl Crawford's kid, CeCe Sabathia's kid, Matt Holliday's kid.
Wow.
All right? They were amongst the best players. Do you think any of their dads screamed at their kid? They don't need to do that.
Right.
So right now it seems like your kid, what batter is your son?
Six.
So he's close to either being really good and get down to third or fourth, or mm-hmm. we're going to lose this guy because he's mm-hmm. middle of the pack. I created Coach HP for middle of the pack people because listen, these guys that their kids are monsters, obviously they're happy. There's no issue there. And if your kid sucks, there's no issue there. You know, he's not gonna play. But middle of the pack people feel that they need to like, I gotta go because if I go and I... don't do that. Isaac, put the pressure on the effort and the attitude and on wanting to get better. Small stuff, the grip, taking pitches, having a plan at the plate, buddy. Just and keep repeating it over and over. And don't get mad at him ever again with a baseball uniform, unless he's being a dick to his teammates, screams at an umpire, being yeah. disrespectful, shows up late, doesn't carry his equipment, forgets his glove, forgets the right uniform. All that is his responsibility.
Yeah.
Results, not his responsibility.
Got it.
Make sense?
Makes sense.
Like you said, baseball is a game of luck.
He did say that, right?
I heard that in one of your podcasts. Baseball is like the game of luck as far as
the winning,
the swinging the bat, like hitting the ball. Hitting the pitch is like the best, hardest thing to do.
It's so hard, and we only hit when pitchers make mistake, and it's hard because you remember, bro, there's sometimes we just remember like, oh, we were good. Bro, it's so hard to pick up pitches, the backdrop. We don't even, you got to understand, in the big leagues, they use a clean ball every single time. By three innings, these kids are playing with the ball. It looks like a mud ball. Mm-hmm. Infield suck. Mm-hmm. Like the umpires suck. Poor umpires. You know what I'm saying? So here you are stressed about one at bat and the umpire fucks it up. And then you're like, some poor retired old guy that was a bus driver his whole life is now making a couple extra bucks and you're going to destroy him because
he's done it.
Of course, because you're so... you.
All the time. I said, like, I'll yell at them. And then when I go back out there, I'm like,
I'm sorry.
Don't take nothing I say personal. I'm like, if I don't give you a hard time, nobody will. I'm like, if you're not smiling, I'm not doing my job. If I'm not pissing you off, I'm not doing my job. But I don't mean no harm by it when I talk shit to umpires. And I tell them all the time.
Are you the manager?
I'm a coach.
Don't do that anymore, bro. Trust me. Buddy, it's like talking trash to the cops. Not a good idea. Not a good idea, bro. That's it, guys. That's it. Yeah, what I would do is I'd have a family meeting. Fix this whole thing, okay? Mm-hmm. While I have you there, let me see what my boy's league is because he's there. Hold on.
Is there any way you have any positive words for my son?
Yeah.
If I'm outside.
Yes. This is what I would. This is what I would tell him.
Oh, hold on.
You want me to go get him?
Get him right now.
He was so excited because I told him how you're a motivational speaker. That's how I view you as. And how you've interviewed the big leagues, and he's like, no way. Why is he talking to you?
Yes.
I was like, because I'm trying to learn. I don't want to be this outraged. No,
absolutely not.
No, so I really appreciate your time and your wisdom that you're shedding on us. And
when my wife was like, are you doing what on a Friday night? I go, I got to talk to these people because this is what, to me, this is what matters. You know, this is huge for me.
Yeah. He's coming right now. This is Coach HP. This is my baby.
Look at like, this guy. This guy's a dude. You wear a hat with Oakley's at the house. You're a baseball player, bro. I could tell. Hold on. Let me see if I can find these people here real quick. I'm going to send you a, I don't, Hack a Shack Baseball. You heard of them?
Yes. That's where he goes for hitting.
Okay. So my boy is the guy who runs that place. They had me out there. Great guy. Great Paul. Guy.
Paul. That's, yeah,
that's who he does catching with.
But he's not his, it's not his team coach.
No.
Yeah. Tell him you spoke to me. Listen, dude. This is what I want you to do. You listening to me?
Yep.
Okay. All I want you to worry about is effort, attitude, have fun. That's all I care about, okay? When you hit, I want you to breathe and relax. If you do bad, it's okay. If you do good, it's okay. The only thing that matters is that you have fun and you're a good teammate. And more importantly, here's the key to winning. Be good to your family.
Okay.
I don't just say that like some bullshit thing. No. Be good to your family. Like when I hang up this phone, this call, you got to turn around to your parents, right? And say, listen, I want to thank you guys for reaching out to Coach HP. Because it's not easy to reach out to somebody. And they're doing this because they care about you and they don't want to mess this thing up. But I want you, Elijah, to say, thank you. When was the last time you told your parents thank you? Probably ever, never. It's been a real long time, right?
Yes.
And you got lucky, dude. You're a good-looking kid, man. So they hooked you up already. You know what I'm saying? Not some ugly guy here. So that's the key to this whole thing. Tomorrow when you play in Houston or wherever, after every game, if you could remember, mom, dad, thank you so much for bringing me here. Let's go have a good time. That's it, dude. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
If you can do that, whether you go 0 for 4 or 4 for 4, then maybe you're going to be a baseball player, bro. But if all you do is be happy when you do good and not happy when you do bad, then the sport's going to be too hard, bro. Okay?
Okay.
Go have fun, dude.
Thank you.
All right, bro. Get out of here. Go for it. All right, guys.
All right.
I'm going to tell Coach Paul that we spoke to you, man. He's a phenomenal dude.
He's nice, man. That's a guy. Talk to him. He'll talk. And here's the beauty of it. He'll lead the way. Say, listen, bro, this is my situation. I talked to Coach HP. Blah, 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 blah. He brought me out there to speak to his organization.
Wow.
So we're on the same page. Anybody that brings me out, we're on the same page of developing. Developing.
Ryan?
Huh?
Did you speak to a coach named Ryan Gonzalez?
He maybe was there because he had his whole staff there, but I was only with Paul. I'm going to post that video. I have a whole video. I'll post it soon and I'll send it to you when I post it on YouTube because I still haven't even posted it yet. Okay. But that's the one I did a post recently of coaches and scouts look at the way you fail versus they're not worried about you pimping a home run and how you look.
Right.
So that's why failure is so important. Because if I'm going to hire this, if I'm going to bring Elijah onto my team, I got to know that he's going to strike out and still go to the field. Not that, he's one of these kids that has a bad first at bat and I lose him forever. That's the pressure. That's the point. So that's why I make failure positive because we can't control it.
Right.
All right.
All right. Yes, thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Keep me posted, okay?
Sure will. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.